Welcome to Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, where faith meets scripture, scripture meets modern understanding, and we explore your inner world and how it connects with life itself. I'm your host, Dr. Leslie Wells, and this is your space for conscious healing, emotional regulation, and moving into a new understanding that bridges biblical wisdom with neuroscience, and we explore how your thoughts, your nervous system, and your faith impact your experience of life. Welcome, friends. Last week, something special happened, and I wanted to share this with you, okay? When you begin to move into alignment, which is what we're working together with here on this show, we're actually moving into how to flow with that stream of life that can carry us, that bridge between what our heart yearns for and that hope for peace and heavenly experiences on earth, and the outside experiences that we're observing that might kind of throw us into a lot of doubt about what's possible. So I want to let you know that when we move into flow with that stream of life, synchronicities happen. And last week, we talked a bit about the three frequency ranges of consciousness, about how we have moved through a number of eras in life from the beginning of time, how we've moved from that era that the Old Testament talks about, and the consciousness of it that we call polarity consciousness, and we all tap into that frequently. It's called life happens to me. It's when we feel sometimes a bit like victims of what's going on out there, okay? And then that next stage that awakened and is just depicted through the New Testament, that era called Christ consciousness, where life happens for me, we're still feeling some sense of judgment, some sense of not really being in control of what's happening in life, but having forgiveness and grace and understanding. There's a higher plan, and I'm learning, I'm growing. Okay, we're able to be a bit more compassionate about what's happening in the world. And then the next era moves us into what's possible through real faith. What's possible when we begin to understand life can happen through me. In fact, it does, but I can become aware of life happening through me. I can become intentional in how I focus and what state of being I am in and whether or not I am dwelling in that place of peace that aligns me with goodness here on earth. So we talked a bit about that, and we talked a bit about how consciousness evolution never moves backwards, how we stand on what has been. We don't return to it. So the past, the good, the bad, and the ugly, has brought for us wisdom, and wisdom that can elevate us to new and better things when we allow it to move us towards our destiny. And what happened is, we discussed this on the air last week. We talked about how what's happening now is a continuation of the movement forward, just as we saw the changes in awareness and in how we embrace life between what's depicted in the Old Testament and the New. And this is not limited to a religious perspective. I want to say this is universal, whether you've ever looked at the Bible or not. There are two eras and two different ways of being and perceiving life, the world, ourselves, and our God that we have shifted through and we often move in and out of as humans. Okay, and now we're moving into something new and different. And the world is in upheaval, just to demonstrate how we are in a massive transition. So if you notice things are changing politically, nationally, economically, internationally, with weather, even globally, and even with how people are behaving, things are changing. Things don't look like they used to look. And if we start reflecting back on the past and thinking, gosh, I wish I could get back there again, we're going against the flow of what life is. Life is progress forward. The hand of God moves forward. And we stand on what's been, but we don't return to it. So after discussing that and us having a little collaborative last week on moving forward and not trying to go against the flow, to paddle backwards, I went to a restaurant, and we're going to put in a little shout out for a restaurant here near the broadcast station in Cornelius, WSIC. There is a restaurant called Lincoln Pen. And it's right there at the bridge between, or at the transition between Cornelius and Huntersville, right near Cornelius. And I went to dinner there, and there was a beautiful mural painted up on the ceiling. And I was looking at it, and a friend said, "Do you know what Lincoln Pen stands for?" Link and pen is about the link with the pen going through it that holds train cars together. So when you look at a train on a railroad track, the link and the pin is what joins them together. Now, I started studying this beautiful mural that was on the ceiling of this restaurant. And as I looked, I noticed it was actually of. There was a lot of nature, greenery with trees. I found out it's an actual place in North Carolina. And the painting showed a bridge with railroad tracks on it and the train coming across it. And when you walk around to the third segment, it's kind of in three segments, wrapping around a rounded part of the ceiling. When I walked around and saw the third segment, it shows a woman and her child. Now, the story that was relayed to me by the manager there is that the artist painted this painting and showed the mother looking back at the past, looking at where they had been, where they've come from, and the child was looking forward. Isn't that beautiful? So the Lincoln Pen is that which connects the past to the future. And here we sit in that train car in the present moment, and we can look back at the past and gain the gifts of the past and let it help move us with more wisdom and more capacity for greater things as we focus into the future. So this is just an example, friends. Do you see how specific that was? Right after the show, I end up in a restaurant with a mural that's beautifully painting the story of that which connects our past to our future. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about how some people's nervous systems more easily connect with the past than the future. And they have a bit more tension and struggle looking at the future, and then others of us are the other way around. We're going to talk about that and help you learn more about how you're wired and how to align with what keeps you best in flow. So stay tuned through the break. We'll see you when you come back. This is Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie. Welcome back to Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie. We are moving into that space where faith meets science and scripture meets modern understanding. So we were talking about that connection that links the past and the future and how some of us relate naturally. We are wired. Some of us are wired more in connection with the past. And in my line of work, okay, there's a particular type of holistic healing that I do that's only taught to chiropractors, Network Spinal by Dr. Donald Epstein. And we understand that amongst all the ways we can kind of analyze how we're wired similarly and differently, there is a category that we call an internal. A person who is internally oriented finds peace and connection by putting their hands on their chest or touching their hands to their body and focusing inwardly. Okay, an internal person, if you're wired in that way, you're going to have more of a sense of gladness and love for thoughts of your past. Okay. It's kind of about going back, thinking about the good old days. Oh, the best of my years of my life were blah, blah, blah. And stress can come when focusing on the future. So for an internally wired person, the future can be anxiety ridden. You can feel a sense of kind of fear and unrest when looking towards the future. So if you're wired that way, and you'll know, okay, if your tendency is to want to go on social media and look at historical things and go back and back and back and go, oh yeah, I remember, and I wonder what that high school friend's doing, and looking back a lot at the past, you're probably an internal, okay? And you can actually soothe your nervous system most efficiently by turning your hands inwardly and placing them on your chest and turning your head, your chin slightly down, and closing your eyes and focusing inside of your body as an internal. And it's best for you to think about moving into the future by imagining that you are standing on the shoulders of those who came before you and the shoulders, so to speak, metaphorically, of the years that have already passed, that the past is lifting and elevating you into your future. But your foundation is the past. Let it be your firm, solid sense of security and being uplifted by what was, and let it make you feel supported as you move into an unknown future. Let it allow you to relax into that expansion of what's ahead, okay? Now, on the other side, we have folks that are wired in the opposite way. And a lot of times we've got a little bit of a blend, okay? You might not be radically past-oriented as an internal. You know, we have different places on the scale where we lie. But let's just say, at its most extreme, an external is super energized about thinking about the future, okay? The past usually feels daunting, wounding. We tend to remember what went wrong and what was hard, okay? People who are internals, they forget all the wounds, and all they focus on is the blessings of the past. They look back and just romanticize what was. Externals romanticize the future. And the past tends to be kind of a wound. We're like, we feel more stress looking into the past. We feel less ease and comfort connecting with the past. So those folks are going to find more internal regulation by lifting their hands upwards and above them, like up to the sky and forward ahead of you. That is going to give you more energy. You're going to feel more uplifted. Your system feel more at ease and regulated when you place your hands in that type of position. All right? Now, people who are externals are energized by focusing on the future, and they can imagine the future calling you into it and allowing the vision and the blessings and all the things that we can project into our potential future to honor the past, to allow the past to be with us now as wisdom and have gifts from the past, but not really reveling in that journey. In fact, a lot of times, externals kind of need to be prompted to have forgiveness and make peace with their past. A lot of times, there's healing to be done around the past to where we can have a sense of completion and blessing around that. But just know that when we're wired in these two different ways, we naturally look through a type of lens that romanticizes the past if you're an internal, or romanticizes the future if you're an external. And the gift here is find where your strengths are and utilize that. Let it serve you. If you're an external, focus on that future and imagine it calling you and drawing you up out of that past and into your destiny. If you're an internal, imagine yourself being lifted into your destiny, supported by all the goodness of the past, all of those that were before you, all of the experiences you've had in the past, and the years that have gone along. But don't get stuck in either place. Don't leave the present moment by hanging only in the future to where you miss the beauty and the gifts and the revelation that's here for you right now. And don't miss the present by hanging in the past. Okay, don't drag yourself down by that. I wanted to share a little bit of what Scriptures has to say about our connection to the past and to the future. So Isaiah 43:18, New International Version, says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Now, does that sound like an internal or external focused perception? That's an external, okay? This is saying, have hope and a vision for the future, and don't stay hanging on to the past. Don't try to go backwards. Notice, because it is true that consciousness is always moving forward, and life itself is always progressing and bringing new things that we can miss if we end up trying to cling to the past and look backwards. So this is saying, don't dwell in the past. Be ready for something new. And also, making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland is saying those living waters of upliftment, of miracles happening in your life, can be woven through even the most destitute seeming circumstances. So friends, this is now an encouragement for you to know that when you move into the frequency of faith, and you begin to focus on, as the scripture says, a new thing coming, when you begin to believe, even before you've seen it, that there is a way being made through your wilderness, and that streams of living water that will bring you abundance and ability to flourish even through the wasteland, when you begin to focus and dwell on these concepts, you bring your nervous system into a state of regulation. And I want to let you know that regulation comes before revelation. When you move yourself into ease, and then even from ease, move yourself into hope and positive expectation, you align yourself through the powers of faith. And it's scientifically proven you can move into a state of coherence and resonance to where you naturally attract synchronicities like me going into that restaurant and seeing these beautiful confirmations last week. You not only that can align with the right person at the right time in the right place showing up for you when you had no idea it was coming. So this is letting your mind and your nervous system be given a sense of peace and trust by dwelling on good things coming, by standing on scriptures like this one, where God says, I've made streams in the wasteland. I'm making a way in the wilderness. Be not deceived by what you seem to see around you. We talked last week about how when structures are being reorganized, they have to be disassembled first and then put back together at a higher level, like cleaning out your closet. It can look like chaos, but it's actually got a rhyme and reason to it. And right now, there's a lot of areas of life that can appear to be like chaos. They don't look like anything we've seen before. And it can be scary for anyone to see new, unpredictable things showing up in life that aren't familiar. And what we're knowing is when we stand on that footing of faith, the nervous system can still feel a sense of ease. It can go into what we call the parasympathetic response. That's your peace response, as if all is well, even when the apparent doesn't look that way. So you can feed into your field the feeling of all is well. And when you do, you line yourself up for those synchronicities and what we might even see as miracles. Just know that it's there for you. And there is a technology on how to align with it. We've got the tools and we're going to help you out with them. When we come back from the break, we're actually going to revisit that 3-minute reset with sound healing and gentle meditation to show you how quickly and easily you can move into that reset of peace. Stay tuned. This is Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie. Welcome back to Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie. I'm your host, and we are moving into exploring new and different things, biblical wisdom and neuroscience. So here we go, friends. Have you figured out if you think you are an internal or external, or do you bounce back and forth? Because some of us do, okay? But generally, there's going to be a particular type of wiring of your own neurology that feels more ease, more peace, more safety when focused on the past, or more ease, more peace, more safety, more positive expectation, more excitement when focused on the future. Okay. So, and usually the one you're not as easy focused on as far as the past or future is going to be a little bit daunting. Okay. Might put you in a bit of stress. If you're internal, connected with the past, that whole future thing could maybe put you into a bit of tension. Okay. A bit of anxiety about, oh no, what's it going to bring? Okay. And a lot of times for those externals who see the past as a wound, the future is their best friend. Can't wait to what's new and different and next. But I want to share again that all of us are moving forward, whether we are standing on the shoulders of the past and being lifted into it, or reaching our hands upwards and being lifted into it. We are moving forward. So when we begin to get lost in focusing on the past, whether it's focusing on the past as the wound, which externals can do, or focusing on the past as the lost years, okay, those that which we wish we had again or something like that, we're moving out of sync and flow with what's happening right now. Okay, you can miss it. You can miss the gift. So we want to move into understanding how to regulate your nervous system and how to help your nervous system be current in the here and now, okay? Be right at that link and pin place, okay? The connector between the past and the future. But notice, that's the connector between the past and the future. Though the mother is looking back at where they've been, the child is looking forward to where they're going, and the train is moving forward, okay? So whether you're looking back or whether you're looking forward, this train ain't stopping. The train is moving forward. Consciousness progresses, and you are going to find your place on that train with the most ease, comfort, and trust, and line up with the greatest flow in life when you are in a regulated space. Imagine being in that train car, sitting in a really comfy seat, just relaxing and looking out the window. Okay? That's the easiest, best way for you to line up for what's coming. Let life carry you. And also notice, I'm going to use another metaphor here. We can learn how to surf the wave, okay, to whether no matter how turbulent, no matter how powerful, no matter how high that wave is, you can be like that skilled surfer who paddles and paddles hard as they can, fast as they can, to catch that huge wave. They want to be on it. They're not trying to avoid it. They're seeking it out and allowing that wave to carry them. When you learn the tools of faith consciousness, when you begin to understand what it means to be aligned with yourself as the vessel which life is happening through, when you begin to understand how you are organized as a nervous system, as a biofield, as a connection between what you perceive as yourself and the outer world, you will begin through that understanding and through the tools that are available now, how to align with the best life you can get, okay? How to align with greatness coming your way when you hadn't even figured it out yet. You hadn't even decided that that was what you want. This is beyond manifesting desires. This is about aligning for miracles and allowing life to flow its greatest and best to you. So in keeping with that focus, today we are going to connect again with our short reset. Let's experience again a short guided meditation with sound healing and see how it helps your nervous system regulate in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. We're going to plug it in now. Take a little ease, take a breath, and let's do this together. This is a guided sound journey to help you move into a state of ease and grace. I'm your verbal guide, Leslie Wells, and Dina Baker, bringing through sounds. Take a deep breath in. Let it out very slowly, allowing the nervous system to move into a state of parasympathetic response. Gently close your eyes. Imagine being like a sponge. Allow the sounds to carry you. I will count from 5 to 1. To take you to a more relaxed, open state of being. 5, 4, 3, going deeper with every number. 2, allowing the sound chest. Notice the gentle movement with your breath. Imagine the sounds moving through your tissues, the cells of your body, all the way down to the particles and waves of your being, your field. Imagine your body dissolving into light. Feel that exhale come out. Find yourself awake again and in the room, and gently open your eyes. Beautiful, beautiful. Now, if you were able to take yourself into this space with us, then I know your nervous system is feeling more calm, more ease, and more of what we call the parasympathetic flow, okay? That's your peace place. And from the peace place, the scriptures say, be still and know that I am God. Okay, this is just one of many, many tools that can help you move into that stillness, move into that grace. Let's just focus one more time on the breath. Just take a deep breath in as we're here together now, breathing. Feel the breath, feel your chest expand, and let it out slowly, a long, slow breath. Even if you're driving, eyes open, you can still do that. Long, slow exhale. Did you know that when you are focused on sensations in the body or the sound you're hearing right now, like those beautiful tones you heard Dina Baker bringing through her voice in the background, or when you focus on the movement of your lungs with the breath, you immediately bring yourself into the present moment. So focusing on sensations brings you into the present. It pulls you out of the past and away from the future. Philippians 3:13 says, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. We are pressing forward. We are aligning. And we're going to move more and more into the tools and abilities that are there for you now to make you flow with grace. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie. I'm your host, and this is where we explore real life, real challenges, moving from survival to the heart to living in alignment with divine flow. So here we are remembering that there are new ways available to us now to access that flow, to help regulate your nervous system, and there is a science behind it. We'll be exploring that more and more together. Today, I wanted to let you know that we've got a little link that you can go to start accessing tools from this radio show. It's called faithflowradio.com. Again, that's faithflow, FAITHFLOW, radio.com. Go there now, and you can access that guided meditation that you've heard last week and today. That little 3-minute clip is there for you to use at any time. And friends, in the future, I'm going to be uploading for you on that site. I'm going to give you links to handouts, to other tools and materials that support you moving into your best self. You moving into mastery of what's going on in your interstate. Okay, it means that your interstate, that's funny, how to get where you're going, okay, is to focus on your inner state. That means understanding what it means to regulate your nervous system. Sounds a little lofty, but it's very practical. How to get there is something you're just going to feel the results from when you apply the tools. Okay, it has to do with your breath. It has to do with focusing on peaceful sounds. It has to do with focusing the mind into a place that we call meditative state. Okay, there are lots and lots of tools. You'll find what you resonate with. And these things are going to make you more able to be flexible and adaptable in this rapidly changing world. And when you access that flexibility, you're going to feel resilient. You're not going to feel as knocked around by whatever's happening in life. Friends, we have all been through it. If you have had a friend turn their back on you, or a partner leave, or lost your job, or even lost a loved one, maybe you have a diagnosis that's daunting. Here, we are here to join together as a community and understand how to navigate the challenges of this world and move into flow to where anything works out. Okay, we've talked a little bit about how spontaneous healings can happen. We're going to be moving more and more into the science of the mind-body connection. and then the science of the mind and life connection. Scriptures talk about renewing the mind through the Holy Spirit. And we know that as we regulate and as we move into a state of peace on the inside, we can line up with peaceful outcomes on the outside. First, your body starts to change in response to your new practices. Your nervous system starts to settle. You don't feel as pushed and reactive to things that used to trouble you on the outside. Even relationships can get easier. You'll be like, that's so funny. It used to really trigger me when they did that. Your boss, your coworker, your spouse, your kids. And then you'll notice where you've got a broader range of ease. That's what happens as we move more and more into a field of consciousness that eventually leads us into what we call unconditional love. That's the message of Christ. How to be in this world and not of it, how to look upon things that can appear detestable and be in a state of grace to where we can bless all that we see. Just as Jesus on the cross said of those who were torturing him, forgive them. They don't understand what they're doing. He was holding compassion, knowing that hurt people hurt people. And we act out of our lack. We act harmfully to others out of our lack of ease within ourselves. Without higher understanding, we feel like life is warfare and we have to push, fight, or kill that which we feel threatened by. When we move into a higher state of resilience, we're moving into harmony with the new era that's called faith consciousness. It's about the ability to feel that state of peace, to regulate your nervous system, to believe and imagine gladness, feelings of enthusiasm about something that's merely imagined. It's not even visible yet. That's what faith can do. It is the evidence of what's not seen. So as we move more and more into resonance with that force that created worlds, that threw stars into the sky and is the basis for this whole universe and life itself, when we move into resonance with that, we feel the ease, the grace, and the love for ourselves, for our neighbors, and for everything that we're seeing happen around us. You know, Proverbs 23:7 says, as a person thinks in their heart, so are they. So part of our mastery comes from awareness of what we're thinking, noticing what your thoughts are, and then beyond your thoughts, what are you feeling right now? Because you might be thinking a thought in your mind, but somehow in your body, you're feeling a cringe or a low energy feeling. So sometimes our feelings are beyond the thought. We can move into resonance with frequencies that bring us into uplifted feelings. That feeling is the truest indicator of your vibrational signal. And as you keep tuning into this show, you're going to learn what that means, what it means to be aware of your vibrational output, and how to navigate life using the formula of creation, which is EVE, Eve, energetic vibrational exchange. As we begin to master these things together and to learn how to apply these concepts in everyday life, we're going to find more and more flow and heaven on earth moving into our world. So just know that I'm thankful for you being with us. I want you to understand that we haven't come together by accident. Our souls are on a path that are moving upward and forward into greater and greater things on this earth, even when the outer world seems to deny that. Friends, I want to let you know that we're doing our formal launch next month. So March is going to be that movement forward and that celebration of actually putting our flag in the ground for Faith Consciousness Radio. And as we do, we're going to be joining together and believing for and watching show up our perfect partners, our sponsors that are aligned with this program, with our mission, and that are going to rise with this vision. I want to let you know that you're always going to be able to find the tools that we have for you online. Again, that's faithflowradio.com. And this week, we've already got that guided meditation lined up for you. Okay. Next week, there's going to be another surprise gift. Okay. We're going to bring that in and know that that is going to be your spot for resources in this show. All right. Now, as we close out today, I want you to join with me again in feeling what it feels like to have awareness within your body. Okay. For this moment, I want you to pay attention to the texture of the clothing against your skin. Did you know that when we put our clothes on, the nervous system detects that sensation for a couple of moments and then it tunes them out? We do that to many things in life. We end up kind of going on autopilot and tuning out. So for now, I want you to intentionally notice, where do you feel fabric touching your skin? On your arms, your chest or back, your hips or legs, your shoes. Notice the weight of your body against whatever you're sitting or standing on, or maybe you're lying down. But in this moment, take the time to pay attention to sensations. When you learn to focus on sensations, some people call this practice mindfulness. It's bringing you into the present moment and immediately moving your nervous system into that state of peaceful parasympathetic flow. It will help you sleep more easily at night. You can spend a few minutes focusing on sensations as you get ready to go to sleep. Let's practice it right now. Feel the fabric. Notice where it's touching your skin. Notice any skin that's not touching anything. See if you can notice where the air is causing your skin to feel a little cooler or a little warmer. Take a breath in through your nostrils right now. Feel the air moving through your nostrils. And let it come out through your nostrils. This is an ancient meditation method called Anapana. Simple as that, you can move into a practice of noticing the sensation of air as you breathe through your nostrils. Notice that now. And know that this is a tool that will regulate your nervous system and line you up for ease and flow as we move into faith consciousness. Now, friends, it's time to wrap up again for today. Expect miracles. Look for alignment showing up in your world. And remember that you are never alone. You are worthy. You are loved. And all is well. Join us next week. And until then, walk sacred.
Great radio doesn't end here. Catch the full episode and dive. Or... into our archives on the WSIC News app.